Hi everybody, this is the second episode of the podcast with no name as of now. Thanks for listening f to it last week, all you 12 beautiful people. This week I bring something a bit different. Last week's podcast was just 1 hour of three boring people talking, and this week I've decided to bring something completely different. Four boring people talking over football. That's the difference. Yeah, it's not in the math, but it's in the difference. So, as some of you know, last week Benfica was playing against Inter Milan, Milan, I don't know, for the Champions League. Spoiler alert, we lost. But since I was going to watch the game, I decided to record it. So this is the recording of me, Charlie. You'll know him, you'll meet him in just a second. He's just a terrible asshole, just a prick. Very, very racist, very, very, very homophobic. He does not like the Jews. I hope that he's cancelled. He should be cancelled, and I hope that this podcast contributes to that. And then we also have Anonymous and Bruce coming back for this episode as well. They don't really have a life. They just sit around in the kitchen and drink and eat and smoke. You can pretty much smell and or hear where they are by the loud burps or the farts. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, so we were watching the match in Charlie's quite clean room. It was pretty amazing. It was very tidy. My room just has shirts and pants all over the place. My chair is non-existent. I just have a pile of clothes on which I sit. That's what it is. Men will get this, men will get me. Because sometimes there are some clothes that are just not bad enough, not badly used enough, that they need to be washed, but they're not that good that they should go back to the closet. So there you go, they stay in the chair. Anyways, so this week's podcast is going to be split into different pieces because, well, I realize that no one's going to listen to a an hour podcast of me talking about God knows what. So hopefully people will listen to around 15 minutes of me going about God knows what. Hopefully. Not even my mom does it. She's completely over me. But anyways, with that depressing thought, no. So this first bit is before the match and a bit of the beginning of the match, in which we discuss God knows what. I just listened to it, and it honestly has no interest whatsoever. It baffles me that you're listening to this. Probably this is what they use to torture people in Iraq. Well, not anymore. Fucking hell. Well, if the United States Department of Defense wants to torture someone, please let me know. They're probably listening to this. Damn you, NSA. Damn you, NSA. And well, I honestly I can't transmit information because this is the second time that I'm going to try and reassert what's the new format for this week. So it's going to be three or four pieces. I haven't edited it. I'm recording this as I go. It's 8 in the morning. Give me a break. Why am I doing it in the morning? Shut up. But basically, it's going to be the beginning, a bit of the middle, the best part, in which Charlie wasn't racist or didn't say nasty things about my mom. And then the ending, which I got very mad and very upset that Benfica were losing as per bloody usual. And then but all in all, I think it was a nice experience watching the match with them. Watching a match with Charlie is always fun, except when he makes comments about me being a fucking dirty Jew, things like that. It's just, well, anyways. But the girls, yeah, they were fucking useless. They didn't say much. They just called me names. That's what they did this week. They just called me names and made fun of me, which was very hurtful. But that's pretty much it. So I hope you enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, then I don't know. Go ahead and kick a baby or punch an old lady between her legs. Either or. And yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much it. So yeah, enjoy it. Or else.
Salt packets from Asda and sugar packets from Costa.
This room is pristine.
There's
shit all over.
It's nice, isn't it? It's alright. Yeah. It's actually alright. Got a little TV here. It
looks up. Yeah, I think it's alright.
It is alright.
Fuck off.
Are you recording, yeah?
No, yeah, I'm recording. Hi, everybody. I'm being made fun of because of my stupid accent.
I'm new to the podcast.
Oh, yeah, it's Charlie, the fucking guy that was fucking late the other day.
Well, I didn't make it in time due to unknown circumstances.
No
comment. No comment.
We saw you.
Yeah. Oh, you did see me. Yeah. Yeah, you did see me. Yeah.
So you know what?
Well, I was working on my essay, which I now have an extension for until 27th. What's due tomorrow? Maddie, if you can put a pillow back there and not change.
Yeah.
So you're not sitting up.
Yeah.
Like us peasants.
So
yeah, also
are you angry at me for my alcohol?
No, I'm fine
okay,
with
good.
The alcohol.
Would you like some?
No, shut up. So
what are we saying about this game?
No, I was just gonna start by saying that I'm a very superstitious person, and they've been making fun of me.
Okay.
Because
I'm superstitious too. I won't make fun.
No, because well, you're not watching this, but I'm wearing two scarves as. No. One is for the championship. And one is the, I don't know, associate partner?
Okay, Bernardo, let me start by saying that is absolute bollocks, mate.
No, it isn't. It fucking works.
You're wearing two scarves, making you more hot, which is a downer.
Yeah, that's why I opened the window.
Secondly, fucking bollocks. It's not going to give you good luck, is it?
It's going to give us good
you're
luck.
You're 2-0 down against Inter Milan. There's no chance. There's no chance.
There's always
you're
a chance.
You're 2-0 down.
And then I told them that I can't eat or drink anything, otherwise it's bad luck as well.
Well, if you eat and drink?
Yes, or drink.
Okay. No, that does make sense, yeah.
Does it make... Okay,
no, it doesn't make sense.
Okay,
all.
Fine. Yeah, I was finding that a bit weird.
Do you know what I do to get good luck when I'm watching football?
Well,
I shout at them and pray they can hear me.
No, but...
No, I do. Drink my cup.
Drink the cup?
Yeah.
Well, Man United don't have many cups lately, have they?
Oh!
Forget about it.
Oh, Man United!
Did we not just win the Carabao Cup very recently?
Oh, fuck off! That's
off.
Not
if
Man
you, if
United!
You want, if you want a cup like that, you would be talking about it right now. You would be...
I wouldn't be talking about it because it's fucking
it's
embarrassing.
It's Man United. It's embarrassing to support Man United.
It's not. It's a very good team to support. Who do you support?
Liverpool.
Fuck off! What is it with everyone supporting Liverpool nowadays?
Liverpool's good.
They're really not. They're having a shittest season. They're having
Listen.
A shittest season in a while.
I don't know how Man United.
They're having a shittest season when. Remember, they had Balotelli. They had some other people, and they got 0 goals within the season between them, and they're still having a shittest season in the league.
No.
But the thing is,
did we not
sure.
win 6-1 the other day?
Yeah, but that was against Leeds.
Still.
Expected.
Still.
So
You're 10th, 8th, 10th.
I think it's 10th.
Might be lower now.
Would
I
you
know.
Rather me support my hometown?
Who's your hometown?
Southampton.
Yeah.
You would rather me support
yes.
Saints than Liverpool?
Definitely.
Saints bottom of the
I like rate the
league.
Saints. No, I rate the Saints. A bit more
no.
passion. Why don't you support
no.
Liverpool? What's your reasoning?
I just have.
Yeah.
All my life.
Okay, right.
All my life.
Why don't you support the Saints? Saints are a good team to
Fuck
support.
Saints. Have you seen Southampton?
Yes, I've
I
been to their
it.
Ground many times.
I don't want any association with Southampton.
It's a good little Mickey Mouse club. It's a good little small club to...
I've been to St Mary's Stadium. It's not that good.
I've been there many times. Yeah, it's a bit of a...
I've been there many times.
They've got the exact... You know they've got the exact same ground as Leicester as well.
They've
got
I've lived like 10 minutes away from there.
Just different colour.
Really?
Yeah, they've got the same architecture. And
British stadiums are such shit.
Who else was it? Southampton, Leicester, someone else.
No, like San Siro is a proper stadium. I give that to the Italians because they have a bit of style. But
the
you guys...
The only thing that we will give to the Italians.
Yeah, no, but you guys here in the UK, you just have sheds. And they're just...
It's just
a bunch of sheds.
Have you seen Wembley?
Okay, Wembley is all right, and so it's the Emirates and the new
Tottenham
Stadium and West Ham's new ground.
Ham, you rate the West Ham ground? I don't rate it. I think it's way too far away from the pitch.
Yeah, there's that issue, but it actually looks nice, and it doesn't look like something a builder
would
leave behind. Old Trafford looks like it's incomplete. I don't get it.
It's just a lovely ground. It's a historical ground, mate.
You can't
beat it.
Oh yeah, because well, of course you're not gonna beat.
Like I beat your mum.
Such a fucking cunt. It's like saying, oh, we're not gonna build over this old house. Of course you're gonna build over that old house.
Fuck the old house, mate.
Do you live in a house that was made when the Romans were here?
No,
it's a modern house.
What are you blabbing on about?
Old stadiums and British stadiums suck.
But how has an old house been?
Old.
What does Roman houses have to do with stadiums?
Yeah, because it's old, and it's not complete. Does your house have a hole in the roof? No, it doesn't. It's completed.
Okay, well you're just chatting absolute waffle now.
No, I'm not.
You're chatting absolute waffle.
Actually, we are only here to observe. This is
Oh really?
Yeah.
So I reckon predictions for the game.
I'm gonna
let you predict first because it's all.
No, I don't do predictions.
You have
bad
to.
Luck.
You have to for the podcast.
They're very bad luck.
I don't care if it's bad luck.
Well, I don't care if you think it's bad luck. Do your
predictions. I reckon.
And I'll riff out of it.
Benfica to score first, so it'll be 2-1.
Oh Jesus!
And then AC Milan. Give you a bit of hope, give you a bit of joy for a bit, and then
you're
just see that totally crushed after the 60th
irrelevant
minute.
Twaddle.
The 60th minute, AC Milan will just come over and bum you, basically. They will bend you over and just put it in your bum. Can't lie. They will.
We'll see about that.
Okay, good.
Benfica works best when we get put into, like, tricky situations.
You actually look like a nonce. I'm not even joking.
Why don't you suck my balls?
In a red, in the scarves as well.
Well, if I'm a nonce, you should
able
to suck my balls.
Let me have a scarf.
No,
let
you're not going to
have
a scarf. You're
let
not
me have a scarf.
No,
I'll wear
he
a scarf. I need
two
scarf, though.
You don't need a scarf.
I'm a Benfica fan for this. I'm going to be supporting Benfica.
No, suck my balls. This is for luck. This is not aesthetic. This is for luck.
Clearly is.
No, it's fucking
you would
isn't.
Wear that out, though, wouldn't you?
I fucking would.
Yeah, exactly.
I fucking would.
Nonsense.
Such a cunt. When I came here to the UK and it was cold, I used to wear a Benfica scarf because, well, I used to be absolutely crazy about them.
What, Benfica?
Yeah, absolutely crazy. Not this crazy, like three times crazy.
What happened? You just...
I got tired.
It.
No, because going to the stadium every fucking day, it's fucking every fucking week, twice, it's fucking exhausting.
Yeah, but if you support them,
well,
it's
worth
it.
Well, yeah, but...
So now you're basically saying you're a fake fan. You are a fake Benfica fan.
I went there for fucking... I don't know how many fucking years.
Anymore,
5 years, 6 years?
To be fair, you can't really go anymore, can you?
Why? Oh, why?
Because you're not in the country. Use
well,
your fucking head.
Yeah.
If they came over and were playing in London, would you go?
No.
See them? Oh.
No, because the tickets are too expensive.
That is true.
I won't be paying 60 quid to watch them.
It's too pricey to go to the football. That's what I like about, you know, Bath City. They charge you as much as you want. So they go, if it's for charity, so they go, ask us how much you want to pay. Or like, tell us how much you want to pay. So I was like, anything. And they were like, yeah, it could be £10. £20, it's all for charity. I just said, can I pay a pound? And they're like, yeah. So I just gave him a fucking pound and walked in. And they were just like, oh, sweet. Go in for a quid.
I think
quid
that you're probably in a board there. And
so in the cheapest
like,
tickets
yeah,
ever
the cheapest
be sold.
Yeah, the cheapest bus in here.
It was to me and Freddie. Which I thought was quite good, to be fair, for students. Quid for
One.
A ticket. What are you two fucking whispering about?
I don't know, it's probably nothing interesting. And probably not football related.
Probably not. And then the other game tonight we have is Manchester City Bayern Munich, isn't it?
Yeah. But Man City is down 3 goals.
No, Bayern Munich are.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh,
so Man City battered them last game.
That's fucking
It was a bit of an embarrassment from Bayern Munich. The defence was shit. The attacking was shit. Everything was shit, basically.
Jesus.
Bayern, yeah. Lucas Mercado had the shittest game I've ever seen.
I mean, those guys, whenever they get really pummeled, they just spring back up. So I'm not concerned about them.
I don't know, though, because this City is a different level. Man City is something else this season. Even Jack Grealish has started playing really well.
Really?
Yeah. He'd be brilliant.
Christ. But I'm a bit baffled about what's going to happen now.
Yeah. What, in the...
Not baffled, but...
What, in what game?
Not baffled. I didn't mean to say baffled, but I think that Bayern will bounce back.
You think so?
I think so.
Oh, we'll switch between the two then for hours.
No! It's Benfica! Benfica! No,
alright, for maybe a second to see the score.
Okay, fine. No, yeah, I have the score on my phone. This is
He's
real
obsessed.
Sickness. Yeah, I'm fucking obsessed about it. I'm not like you and Man
United.
No,
to be fair, I get it. I do get it, mate. Don't worry.
Yeah, because we're actually in the Champions League. You guys
exactly.
are God knows where.
Europa League, actually. So we got Sevilla on Thursday. And we are 2-2 on aggregate. Harry Maguire came on and gave away that goal.
That man is such an idiot.
Did you? Yeah.
Yep.
Not good. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't. Because I don't have the subscription services.
Oh yeah.
Because
I found a stream on Twitter and shit.
Were they? Yeah, I don't know where...
You do it through completely legal secret means.
Of course. Yeah, you weren't watching it through Twitter, wink wink. You were watching it through these...
Oh, we can't release this information, can we?
I don't know. Well, probably... No, just like 16 people heard the last podcast.
16, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Probably including me, so... So, yeah, but we're probably...
What'd you upload it to? What'd you upload this to?
Yeah, everywhere. It's on Spotify, it's on Apple Apple Podcasts, it's everywhere.
Good stuff.
It is.
It's good stuff.
It's fucking brilliant. But
you're doing shit anyway, so.
Yeah, I'm doing shit, yeah.
If you're listening to this now, you might as well click off.
Yeah.
Bernardo's shit.
Exactly. I'm not disputing that. But thanks.
You'll hear him tell jokes and just laugh at himself. And no one else will be laughing. It'll be silent.
Exactly.
Just know we're all looking
I'm
at him.
I'm just enjoying myself because I know that you guys are a bunch of dickheads.
Just know we're all looking at him like he's a fucking weirdo, basically. Otamendi.
Yeah.
The old Man City player.
Yeah, he was banned from the last
What's your
match?
Keeper's name? Varal...
Vlachodimsh.
That's it.
What do you say, Vlachodimsh? I'm probably not saying.
They got Barella. Barella's had a very good season.
Luizão.
Grimaldo. Oh, what they have Grimaldo?
No, he's not there. Oh, he's behind the keeper.
Yeah,
he's
behind the keeper.
For those who don't know, Luizão is die. No, Luizão was the old captain of the team.
Is that Kramaric? I don't know. I think it was Kramaric.
What?
At the front of Inter Milan.
I don't care about those guys. I wasn't even looking. Okay. No, because these guys.
Come on, Inter.
Fuck off. These guys are so poor, they can't even afford a stadium of their own.
What, Inter Milan?
Yeah, no, because they share
it. Inter Milan are poor? Oh, they have to share it, basically.
They share the stadium.
Yeah,
who the hell does that?
Yeah, it's a bit stupid, in my opinion.
No, I think that they're building
another
one.
So they have to change their fixtures, like, with each other, then, so one of them has to play Saturday, next one Sunday, or whatever it is. So they can't obviously play at the same time.
So Roma and Lazio also do the same thing, which I
Oh, they share a stadium?
Yeah. And they're like fucking rivals and they fucking hate them each other.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a very good idea.
No.
You should work on that, Italy. You should work on that.
They easily have enough money to afford another stadium, surely.
I mean, back in the day, but not
maybe
now.
Not. I would say Inter maybe have more money than AC. Or would you say AC now?
Yeah, no.
I would say AC did, but now I think Inter
would have. No, no. Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But it's quite a nice
turn
stadium.
Turn it up a little bit.
I'm just worried that we're gonna have copyright strikes or something like that.
Do you think? Over the footy?
Ah, fuck it.
Let's have a little bit. We're gonna turn up a little bit. Get it to yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, that'll do.
Just disrupt the audio.
What?
Oh well. Disrupt the audio.
Yeah. Yeah, how the fuck would I do that? I'm not like a hacker.
You should. You should try and be a hacker. I can see you as a hacker.
Well, you see me as a nunce, so.
As a nunce?
Fuck off.
Nunce. A nun.
So it's half the way back.
Damian, the old United player. Mkhitaryan, old United player. Edin Dzeko, Man City.
Fucking Italian.
Edin Dzeko's still going, that's the thing, mate. He's still up there. Still playing in Champions League footy. Mental. Kramaric.
Oh, look at that chubby kid!
Cheers, mate. Cheers for that kill, man.
No, he was really cute.
Is that Fernandinho you've got as well?
Fernandinho?
No. Do you know Fernandinho? Was that not him there?
For Benfica now.
Yeah.
No.
I swear that was Fernandinho.
No, it's a kid.
It's a kid?
Yeah. And my cousin isn't playing tonight.
He definitely just doesn't play.
My cousin plays for Benfica. I promise you that.
So last week, when I wasn't here, he happened to be playing. And then as soon as I come back, he's nowhere to be seen.
Well, ask the coach. I don't know why, but... Well, he was in the
bench.
I'm
not going to ask a question. You're just lying.
I'm not lying. He's my cousin.
You're fucking lying, mate.
João Tomé is my cousin. And he also has a brother. Lying. I'm not lying. He's my cousin. We've been over this.
Where it gone? Oh, there's Gomes. Gomes.
No. Like the Benfica's...
Benfica.
No, Benfica's second ref... Second goalkeeper. Shut up. You weren't supposed to hear that.
That's Fernandinho. That's Fernandinho.
No, it isn't.
Who is that?
It's João Mário, you racist.
Oh, it's João Mário. Yeah, they do look a bit similar.
Oh, that guy... What the fuck did that guy have in his head? Anyways, it was just a guy with...
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Enjoying the football?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really insane.
Yeah, I do keep...
Oh, it's a Spanish ref. It's a
Got
Spanish
any comments
ref.
On what you think is going to happen?
Puta. Oh, and a woman.
Someone's
a woman
win.
Line ref.
And
that's
someone's
nice.
Going to lose.
There's a ref.
That was your comment. Someone's going to win, someone's going to lose.
Yeah.
And you? Final comments before kickoff? Any evaluation analysis from this?
Someone's going to pass the ball, I don't know.
Good.
Yeah, that's very
good.
It's
João Mário.
It's João Mário.
It looks like Fernandinho. Because they're both bald. Basically.
Basically bald.
Basically, that's it, yeah.
And he has another, like, trait of... That might be noticed as...
Yes.
Yeah, I can put my finger on what it is.
Probably just keep that to ourselves. Doesn't he look exactly like him, though? You know what I'm saying?
He has some traits, I give you that.